leaders. The technology industry. Don't waste a good crisis. Big tech firms are thriving. They should seize the moment and detoxify their relations with society.
The pandemic will have many losers, but it already has one clear winner: big tech. The large digital platforms, including Alphabet and Facebook, will come out of the crisis even stronger. They should use this good fortune to reset their sometimes testy relations with their users. Otherwise, big government, the other beneficiary of the COVID calamity, is likely to do it for them. Demand for online services has exploded, and the infrastructure behind the internet has proved to be admirably reliable. Newcomers such as Slack and Zoom, which help businesses operate remotely, have become household names. And although some tech supply chains are creaking and online advertising spending has dipped, overall the big five firms are seeing surging demand. Facebook has said that messaging activity has increased by 50% in those countries hit hard by the virus. Amazon is planning to hire 100,000 new staff to keep up with higher e-commerce orders. The big tech firms are also a bastion of financial stability. Together, Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook and Microsoft have $570 billion of gross cash on their balance sheets. Shares in these firms have outperformed the market since late January. Just as the big firms are standing even taller, many of the tech industry's younger, smaller firms are being crushed in the worst slump since the dot-com crash 20 years ago. Even before the coronavirus hit, trouble was brewing in the land of unicorns, as tech startups worth more than $1 billion are called. Among many firms catering to consumers, the strategy of growing at all costs, known as blitzscaling, has turned out to be flawed. Some firms, particularly those stuffed with capital by SoftBank's $100 billion Vision Fund, had already started laying off people. All this will make it easier for the big firms to hire the best talent. Collapsing firms could be snapped up by the tech giants.